Welcome back, YouTube fans. It is Jason
and Lori,
and we're here to help with part two, the dramatic conclusion of our show that I thought was our show, but apparently it's not.
But you know what? We're not really helping. You said we're here to help. We're not helping. We're just talking about it.
Yeah, we are.
Okay.
I need all the help I could get. Yeah, this or that. Now, I promise, I really thought we made up a new game. Apparently, we didn't.
No.
Not at all. Mm-mm. Now, I saw someone else playing this or that. I went, oh, they saw our show.
And I think they even did famous. We didn't watch it, but on the cruise.
They did it on the cruise. Okay. They've done it on different radio shows. I thought, oh, we're famous. We're finally getting traction. And I must have picked it up from someone.
Okay, wait. This isn't the actual show, though, right?
This is the pre-show.
Okay.
This is the YouTube pre-show.
All right. Okay. I'm going to hold some thoughts then until the podcast.
Well, let's just do that then.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see. July 27th, 2025. It's another episode of the Very Terrible Podcast with me, Jason.
And this is Lori.
Back again for part two of This or That.
Which we did not invent.
Which we didn't invent. I thought we did.
No. We were just talking about that a little on the YouTube pre-show.
Yeah, on the pre-show that you could watch. If you can watch it if you just join us on YouTube.
Yeah. And I want to say before we start, because my face has this stuff on it. So if anyone looks at me, they might be like, what the hell is going on with her face? I had IPL. It's a type of laser. So a week from now, it won't look like this, but it's to help with all my sunspots.
I think you're beautiful. It doesn't.
Thank you. I think I look like a speckled Easter.
I tell you, as I'm looking at you in the camera, like I don't really notice it.
Okay. Well, good.
Yeah.
Good. Because in person, it's like, ah. A little scary.
Oh, man. So, yeah, we played part one about, it's been three, four episodes ago now. Mm-hmm. I got to be honest, everybody's been really great. We had Bella and her friend Addison were on the other day. Dave was on with me last night. We've just got all kinds of content rolling forward now. So we're now three, four episodes since the last time we played.
Yeah.
I've got to figure out where we are on the list, but much like the last time, let's do the corny intro. Coming to you live from Cape Coral, Florida, it's America's favorite game show, This or That, starring Jason and Lori.
Oh, my God. It's the voice. Oh, my word.
The Yuck Yuck Radio voice. It's the best.
Oh, that's something.
Oh, it is the best. All right, let's go to the list.
We can do a This or That. Which voice do I prefer, this one or that one? And you know what my answer will be.
Yuck Yuck 100% of the time.
No.
Oh, come on. It's so much fun.
Oh, boy.
On last night's episode, which is not actually out as we're recording this, it's going to be out probably in 4 or 5 days from now, Dave stepped up and had AI make us the rhythm of the show. And in it, it gave us like a script, and we were supposed to read the script, and you couldn't read the script without doing Yuck Yuck Radio voice. It was really cool.
Oh, I bet I could.
All right, in the last episode, we covered sodas, fast food restaurants, and I really think that's as far as we got on this amazing list that we have. So... would you like to pick one out, or you want to just kind of go in chronological order? Because we may not be able to get to all of them.
Oh, okay. Hold on. So, all right. So let's go to car versus truck.
Car versus truck.
Yes.
Okay. Would you like to start?
No, you can start.
I got to tell you, as the years go by, I'm really starting to reconsider my whole position of I was pure truck the whole time. When I grew up, trucks were not very expensive. I mean, they were work vehicles, so they were not luxury. There was nothing fancy about them. My father had one because we just had to work around the house. Now, my last truck that I got was more than my first house I ever bought. And they've become luxury vehicles, which really, you know, it takes the fun out of it.
I think all vehicles are just more expensive now. And like, if you think about how a truck, like when I was a kid or a teenager, used to be, it was like a 4-cylinder. Mm-hmm. You could get the little 2-door one. It was almost like a tin can.
Yeah.
When you shut the doors, you could hear like some of them, like the hollowness. And they were very small.
Yeah.
And now they're more.
I remember a lot of Isuzu pickup trucks when we were kids.
Yeah.
Like the little tiny wannabe Toyota Tacomas that with the 2 doors that were really low to the ground.
Yeah. Yeah. And they had the little Toyota ones because I feel like mm-hmm. that is what my... my dad had, and it was a stick shift. That was a real treat to drive by myself when I barely knew what I was doing. But that was one that was like a tin can. Like I would shut the door and I'd be like, that didn't even feel like I shut the door.
Right. Yeah. And now, I mean, they're beautiful on the inside. They've got custom floors and leather and everything else is all over. But as I get older and my usefulness for a pickup truck is depleting, I'm really thinking about, well, I could just go get a small four-door car and we could also be comfortable.
Maybe you'll take my Highlander.
Ah.
Bella gets the truck.
There is a plan that is afoot that involves me in the hand-me-down.
Well, we are going to have to figure something out.
Yes. As a house with a teenager who's about to start to drive, you know, we come to a point where I'm sure every family does. And if you see this video and you want to comment on it, what your family did as far as having a teenager that drives, we'd love to have some input because we don't know. We don't know. It's not like we're not going to have something with a giant red ribbon on the outside, unless I put a ribbon on my old vehicle.
Yeah, and she'd be very happy with your truck.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she's kind of said that already.
Mm-hmm. She's eyeballed it. She practices with it.
Why don't you take your truck, Dad? Yeah, well, so you are a truck person still?
I still will go truck, yes.
Okay, I think you would like a Tundra.
I would love one. My wallet would not like one, but I would love one.
Well, I am a car person. Well, I should say an SUV.
Right.
I'm that more than a truck. Not that I don't like trucks, but I like my Highlander.
You haven't had a car in 15 years.
Yeah, I've had SUVs. And then even I had my Highlander before this Highlander that we bought from our friends. They were trading their car.
Oh, our friends and sponsors of the show.
Yes. I wasn't quite sure if I should say that or not, but I said, hey, if you ever get rid of your Highlander, please let me know. I think I'd like to buy it from you. And they were nice enough to let me do that. So that was how I got the Highlander. And I remember driving there at the time, Highlander at that time, and air conditioning was blowing up through the seat. I was like, what is this? Because I did not have that.
I kind of remember this. I don't know if you remember this, but like there was you had like an aversion to going that direction because you didn't want to end up with like the mom van.
No, I did not. I did not.
Yeah, you had your car and we had to get something bigger and there was like a big to do because what did you have? It was the Equinox. And then there was one that was bigger that I was trying to convince you to get. And it was it was whatever the Chevy was.
I just didn't want one that looked like a van.
They're so comfortable.
But my Highlander is very comfortable. It's got the bucket seats, the third row seating. It's got bells and whistles. But anyway, so your truck, car. And I think that's the answer to the question.
All right. There we go. All right.
Okay. Marriage or no marriage?
I think it depends on the person, right?
That's what I was
for me
say.
Personally, being married's been great, especially as you're sitting right here and you're in the room and you can hear what I say.
Right, so, I think marriage is great for certain people. I think some people have no desire, and I think that's A-okay too. Doesn't mean you're not in a, or could not, it doesn't mean you can't be in a long-term committed relationship, but being married, I personally really like, to you, of course, but I can see how people find it appealing to not get married. Like if you're the type of person who maybe is more carefree, it might be a lot to...
Not good at sharing?
Well, to make that type of commitment, like if you, not that anyone wants to be in a relationship and say, well, I just want to pick up and leave if I feel like it. But I could see, especially for those who have been married before.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like, hey, one and done. I don't want to have to go through a divorce, divide our belongings, figure out who gets this, who gets that. That I could see would be a real turnoff, especially if you've already done it one time. But I'm also a big proponent. I don't think you should stay in a marriage just because you're married. Like, work on it, do everything you can, but it gets to a point, I would think, when if you've exhausted everything that you can do to try to make the relationship work, if you can't, you shouldn't stay together. That's just my opinion, even if there's kids, because they're going to grow up seeing what they think a normal family dynamic when maybe they're not in a loving environment as far as what they're seeing from their parents.
Yeah, I could see that. I'd be honest with you, I don't remember as a kid having anybody with divorced parents. I mean, I had a lot of miserable parents together. To your story, I mean, that's what it is. Yeah. A lot of people stayed together for the kids.
Well, and I think at our age, I'm not sure if you would agree with this. Back, like, when my parents were together, like, a lot of times that generation, the women didn't really work. Or, like, I look at, like, grandmother, right. Like, that era.
Yep.
The wife typically stayed home, mm-hmm. took care of the house. People could afford to live on one income,
correct.
Which is
that's the difference.
Almost unheard of now for the working class. If you have a lot of money, obviously one person can stay home based on the other person's income. But if you don't, you almost have to have two people working.
Yeah.
If you're not the upper crust, I'll call it.
Absolutely. I mean, or you just have to accept the fact that you don't have things.
Yeah. But back to what you were saying about, like, not a lot of divorce, I partially think that's why.
Right.
Because it wasn't something that if you were the female and you didn't work, what were you going to do to support yourself and your kids when they were with you, if it was shared custody or whatever. And I think a lot of people put up with maybe relationships that they probably wouldn't if it was happening now.
Yeah, I would say, especially if it were time travel back then to now. And even now where the divorce rate is significantly higher. But like you said, if everybody's going through the steps, and not everybody's going to make it, you know, that's all there is to it. But yeah, if everybody goes through the steps, you really do have yourself a good shot because there was some core that got you there in the first place. There was a base to that pyramid that you've built together.
Yep. All right. Turn this back on so I can see the next question.
It's the same pattern as your phone.
So wait, I don't know if you answered that. Did we really answer that?
No, I did.
Marriage or not? For us, yes.
Yeah, for us,
for some
yes.
other people, no.
I don't think if you find somebody that's not good at sharing, not good at negotiating or being able to accept an answer that's not theirs, marriage is not for them because there's many times where you have to put up with whatever I'm going through at the time and you know, as far as
it's a package deal.
Yeah, it's a package mm-hmm. deal. So it, you know, hey, as simple as what do you want for dinner? Can mm-hmm. turn into just a spiral of...
And that is every 2 out of 3 nights,
yeah.
that is us. What are we going to have for dinner?
Because there's not a restaurant called I Don't Care, What Do You Want?
Yeah, no. Right. We could make a menu, though. Like, I don't care, what do you want equals spaghetti and meatballs.
Yeah, we could have fun things.
It doesn't matter to me. Could be, I don't know, something
whatever
else.
Whatever it is, I'm not cooking it.
Yeah.
And then that would be your choice.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, for me personally, being married has been wonderful, not just because you're sitting next to me, but it has been good because we met later in life.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I had experienced single life. I had experienced all it was. I had had all the freedom in the world to do with whatever I wanted. And I go, this isn't the life for me.
Yeah.
That's not what I want. And it took me a few people to meet you to realize that is now that is what I do want.
Yeah. And it's, you're not turning back now.
Yes. If I disappear, you know she did it.
All right. All right. Between, this is food related.
Food.
Pizza or burgers?
That is a hard choice. Those are my two favorites.
Especially for you.
Yeah. If I'm cooking it, burgers. If someone else is cooking it, pizza. Is that an answer? Is that an answer?
Yeah, that's
an answer. Is that allowed? Okay. Because that is kind of both, but.
I think mine depends. It has to be like certain pizza or certain burgers. Like I don't like a burger off of a grill with char marks. I'm particular about how thick it is and the cheese. Like for me to eat it, it's got to be worth it. I don't mm-hmm. want a slice of Velveeta cheese on it. I don't want ground chuck. I don't want...
We talked earlier about the meat in McDonald's and Burger King and all those, too. Like, that's not technically even a burger, so that would not be on your list.
No, because I told you earlier, but I have not had McDonald's burgers. No, I love their Diet Coke.
The Diet Coke is it.
But a burger, I think, since I was maybe 20... Yeah,
That was 7 years ago.
Oh, yeah, it was, wasn't it? Huh, okay. You're so kind. All right, so pizza, where's your favorite pizza from around here?
That's, that answer does change over time. I love the Goomba.
Mm-hmm.
There's a guy that is on the south side of the city of Cape Coral who is, he's in the back of an Elks Lodge. Like, you drive down a back alley to get to his place. But when he answers the phone, he says, "Ayo, you got the Goomba." And then you give him your order, and it's a very, very good pizza. He's just kind of starting out on his own, trying to find his own way. A lot of our pizza places, I've noticed, they will flip-flop. They're good for a couple months. Mm-hmm. Something happens, management change, oven change, and then it goes to a toilet. And it's cyclical, so you got to keep coming back to visit. What about yours?
I don't know if I have one. My favorite, if it's just me eating it, like my own pizza, is barbecue chicken or white pizza. It's production pizza, but I like Domino's if it's just a cheese pizza. Although I know that I prefer like a homemade hand-tossed crust and all of that. So I guess if we were making it, probably the one I make at home. Not because I think it's oh so delicious, but it's good and I can control what's in it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know what's in it. It is delicious. And
And burgers. Oh, I do like a burger. But again, I'm particular about all the stuff that goes into it. But the really good burger used to be, and it maybe still is, at Nevermind.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Although we haven't been there since they kind of closed and then were reopening, but they have had a really good burger and maybe still do.
And then for anybody at home that doesn't know, when we make burgers, the biggest thing for us too was the Blackstone Grill. Just an absolute game changer. So it's a skillet style grill. You're not getting the char marks that she doesn't like. You're not going to have nothing's falling in the middle. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can kind of cheat a little bit because if you do the bacon first, then you put the meat in there, then the meat's got the bacon flavor on it. And it all kind of just, it comes together.
I like a toasted bun.
Yeah, we toast the buns on it too.
And I want to say I need to give credit maybe to Jason K, I'll say.
Super fan of the show, Jason Cohen, who's probably going to watch this as soon as it comes out.
For saying, hey, instead of butter, you can put mayonnaise on, and
that's huge.
That makes a big difference. And I'll even say, as much as I like to use light mayonnaise, it makes a difference when you use regular. Mm-hmm. And for the little bit that goes on, I have to have a toasted bun or I don't want the burger.
Fat equals flavor. Whether it's burger meat or buns or whatever it is, fat equals flavor, whether or not you like it. We only live once.
And the what ratio of or what kind of meat do you like for your burger?
Oh, that's a good one too. 80 20 or 85-15. Like, I want to have more fat.
Yeah, and I like a little
bit
less.
You're like a 90-10. You're very dry.
I would have that. And I like mine. I don't want it puffing up in the middle. Like,
you
I
do
don't
smash
want
burgers,
the burger.
Well, you do.
Yeah, I like to take something and squish it down and make it wider. And then it fits the bun. I don't like when you have a burger that shrinks when you're cooking it, and then you go to put it on the bun, and there is no bun to meat ratio that makes sense. Okay. College or not going to college?
This is a loaded one. You should go first on this one because you have much more college experience than I do.
Well, I think it depends on the person. I think there are many, many successful people who never go to college. Without looking at statistics, my hunch is that unless you are one of the people who can start your own business that can become successful, then going to college is a good avenue to help you get an edge to get a better job. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of jobs, and this is debatable, require an associate's degree, a bachelor's degree, or maybe something else, a certificate or a master's degree. Mm-hmm. But I also think for many jobs, if you want to specialize in something, like if you want to be a nurse or you want to be a lawyer or a doctor, you can't do those things without going to college. But again, many successful people who have a lot of common sense, street smarts, just have that ability in them that can be very successful. But if you're not someone who goes to college and you're not going to have a business of some sort, chances are, not always, but oftentimes you're going to have a lesser income than someone who went to college and can get that job. Even if it's a dollar or a couple more dollars an hour, it's still a little bit more.
Right. And then my experience was I didn't go to college until I was 40. So I had a career. It was going its path, but I could only achieve a certain pay scale and a certain rank without going to college. So then I then went to college to then realize I didn't learn what I thought I was going to learn. I learned how to learn. I learned how to do research, how to cite research, how to type in MLA and APA format. That is the beginning and end of my entire college knowledge base. all the stuff that I had taken classes on, it was already, I already knew. The math was still the same as the math I took in high school. My experience was very different. We went to high school when there were teachers and classrooms and chairs.
And books.
And books. God, there aren't, well, you have to buy the book, but they never make you use it. That's the worst thing about college. Well, a $250 textbook, you never open it. You don't even take it out of the plastic.
I have a feeling, though, even since you finished college, there may not be paper books. You may just get, you may purchase an electronic book to use on a computer.
What an absolute ripoff. I mean, it is, so either way, but... So it wasn't proportionate to me. Like I didn't come out of college to say, oh, look at me, I'm smarter than ever. But I jumped through the hoop to, like you had said, achieve the pay scale that I wanted to get with the job I wanted to have. Yeah. Because that was just part of jumping through that hoop.
And I think for some employers, yes, they want you to have the degree, but I think there's something to be said about committing to going to college and fulfilling that commitment to yourself. Mm-hmm. But then that demonstrates you have the ability to have the focus, to have the determination.
Yep.
And those are things that employers look for overall, whether you've gone to college or not.
Well, yeah, even in my example, already, it took me 4 years to get my 2-year degree, but... You know, we had B grown up at the time, and, you know, she watched me go through it.
I think it took you 4 or 5 years.
It was just about.
Okay.
Yeah.
Either way, congrats.
Yeah, hey, look at me. I'm a graduate who never went to the college. Like, do you want to come get your diploma and walk down the aisle? I went, absolutely not. Just put it in the mail. But she got to watch me go through it. She got to watch me struggle. She got to watch me work hard. And then, unbeknownst to her, like the fire department pays for it. Mm-hmm. If I got A's, I got my money back. So I was very motivated by that to make sure I got straight A's the whole time. I got a diploma with a little gold sticker that says something Greek on it. And I don't know. It's great. Hmm. Off I go.
Okay. How long have we? Oh, never mind. Answer my own question.
There you go. 20 minutes.
28 seconds. All right. So that was college versus no. And oh, since we're talking about that, I think trade school.
I like.
Or a certificate type school is very good for for people who maybe want to specialize in something but are like, ugh.
When's the last time you paid a plumber or an air conditioner guy? I mean, they're making money.
Yeah.
There's no
doubt. Or like
a
welder.
Yeah.
You know, they're, those are jobs. And we need those kind of jobs. Mm-hmm. You know, people to do all different kinds of things.
That's
everyone, every piece of the puzzle is important.
Absolutely. I said, the air conditioner guy, he's my favorite because he makes my air cold. And I don't, I will never look down on him because he helps me out, whether or not he has a degree.
And the toilet's flushing.
Yeah. It's all that simple stuff.
Yep. Okay. Where are we at here? Oh, okay. I know your answer to this one. When it comes to gifts, do you prefer to give a gift or receive a gift?
For me, it is 100% giving gifts. I don't like getting gifts. And there's nothing wrong with it. It's just that when I receive a gift, as much as I love the spotlight, this is a prime example. I love the spotlight, a microphone and a camera. I am the first guy. When it comes to getting a gift and everyone stops and stares at you as you open the gift,
Yeah, you do not like that one. But I think you would be better taking the gifts and opening them privately.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I would love that. How about you?
I think I prefer to give gifts more than to receive gifts.
Yeah. And I think, too, is especially for us, we live a pretty fortunate life where when we want something, we just go get it.
Mm-hmm. It is nice to be thought about. Don't get me wrong. Like,
right.
I enjoy when someone's like, hey, I thought of you. I picked this up for you. Or, oh, happy birthday. And here's something that I think you would like.
Mm-hmm.
I like that, being thought of and getting something from someone that they think I would like. But I also prefer to give a gift.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully I give good ones. I mean, I'm sure I've had some duds over time, but I typically try to put some thought, you know, into it and think about the person.
I can't think of any that you really swung and miss on with me.
Maybe that, well, it's in our garage now, but that game I got you, I thought maybe to take, you took it to work with the...
Oh, yeah, but it's in the garage now.
For the kids. But, I mean, you had that and didn't really put it out and use it, and that's okay.
Yeah.
Like, that was no problem. Was there anything else I got you? I'm trying to think. It's got to be something, but we'll keep it moving. All right. Do you like to be, so kind of not gifts, but surprised or not surprised? Like, hey, surprise, so-and-so's in town. Or, hey, surprise, let's go, pack your bag.
I don't
somewhere warm and tropical.
Let's talk about it. Because when I graduated fire school, you threw me a surprise party, which was wonderful. The amount of work that went into it, the logistics, the finding the people, the getting the party, to get everything ever set up, it was humbling and touching, and it was a very loving event. and it was great. That part I liked. But if you come, hey, surprise, you know, your in-laws are coming. I go, oh, no.
Oh, God, I wouldn't want most of my own family to come.
Right. So, like, that's like, so we have to define surprise. But
yeah.
Nice. I like things rigidly structured. I know what's going on every day. Not big on surprises. How about you?
It depends. I think I'm 50-50.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what are some surprises that you do like? Do I ever surprise you with anything? No, probably not anything
not
good.
Not so much, but that's your name. I don't mean not good. So much anything good, but yeah. That's not really your
name. Hey,
nature.
I can't come
so,
home. Like, I got forced into work today.
Yeah, surprise. No, you'll leave like nice notes, or sometimes you do like small things, is nice. But
I put risque pictures in your phone.
Yeah.
That's a surprise.
Yeah, I don't always find them.
No, as long as someone else doesn't find them, I think we're fine.
Oh, boy. Yeah. But yeah. If you get me like
you
this.
You missed a good one. You should have went, oh, I love little surprises. You should have did that.
Oh, I love little surprises. Yeah. I was going to say something else, but I better contain myself here. Or like when you just are out and about and you're like, oh, I'm going to get her some scratch offs.
Yeah.
That's nice because it's just nice. I don't know. I'm not one for like big flashy things like, oh, yeah, go buy me jewelry. Like, please, that.
That's I've been made wonderful. That you don't care
clear.
Really about
don't,
jewelry.
Don't go and buy me a ruby necklace because it's our anniversary. Like, if there's something I want, I'll yes, specifically say, hey, I would like to have this. And besides my wedding ring.
That's really it. You've got a necklace.
One
or
other
two.
Time, Katie, we both liked, I think it was the Jane, I think her name was Jane Seymour, the everlasting something. It was
from Jewelers. I remember that. I
and you got
that.
Me that. And that was all.
Yeah.
That was all.
Because I think I bought you a Mickey watch that you don't wear.
Well, I don't really. You did back when we used to wear watches, but now I don't really wear a watch too much anymore because most places I go have clocks or I have my phone and I can see what time it is.
Yep.
All right, then, okay. This will be a funny one for me to answer, but beer styles. I think that's on there for like can, bottle, draft.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah. What's your answer?
You don't drink beer at all, so.
No, and I'll just say it's because I don't like it.
Yeah, it's not for everybody.
I don't like beer. I don't like wine.
Depending on who you ask, they'll say I don't like it either because all the stuff that I drink is not out of someone's garage bathtub that's made with way too many hops and different weird hipster flavors.
Prefer, like, you're not one to say, hey, let's go to a brewery. You like beer, but you like
I walk
Mick
up to
Ultra.
The brewer and I go, give me whatever you have that's Mick Ultra-ish. And then that's what they give me. And then I make do.
Yeah. Well, and the thing I find interesting about beer is, and I understand why you, for consistency, you like to have Mick Ultra or Coors Light or something that's similar to that. I couldn't imagine going to a restaurant and being like, what do you have that's like Diet Coke but isn't Diet Coke? Like, I know that I like that. Yep. Yes, I might like something more, and every now and then I do want to try something more. But if you know you like Diet Coke and that's your choice, I see the point in beer with you. Like, rather than going out and paying however much beer is these days to try it,
right,
stick with what you know you like.
Yep.
Because then you're getting
absolutely. But
enjoy.
If as far as a method of delivery, if it's the flavors I like to go draft first, bottle second, and I'd work too hard to drink out of cans. So
okay,
we just got back from a cruise. It had cans on the ship, and I think I had four beers all week, and it was, I could have did without the four because.
And were they like.
Skinny cans.
Tall cans,
oh,
right?
They're skinny cans.
Whatever happened to like the aluminum bottles? Like we had those on.
Those are at sports arenas. Yeah, those are at sports arenas all over the place now. If you go to Raymond James.
But that's different than, I mean, I know it looks different than a can, but they're both aluminum.
Yeah, and they both taste crap.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Okay. Well, even though it's not, we talked about soda already, so I don't need to go over that again. But no beer. For me, every now and then, I might try a sip, but I don't care if it's bottled, draft.
No, drinking's never been your thing, right? And that goes back to even what we were talking about with marriage earlier. I mean, like, where we go out and social drink, and like if I go out, I'm not going to drive home. I always have my built-in designated driver, who's the most beautiful designated driver. And, I've never had to worry about getting in trouble. Mm-hmm. I mean, with you, yes, but not as far as the law is concerned.
Yeah. Okay. music? Do you like listening? I know the answer. Do you like listening to music or watching TV?
You should go first.
You want me to answer? I'll give your answer?
Well, no, you can give, well, you can give your answer.
I think you're going to say music.
Yes.
Okay. And mine is going to be TV.
Yes.
Although I am perfectly fine just listen. A lot of things on TV I can just listen to. Like, I don't have to visually see.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I like to listen to, like, talk, not talk radio, but, like, Live with Kelly and Mark. Or I more recently started listening to, what was it, Jenna and Friends. Like, I'm more of, like, that kind than sit down and watch a sitcom or binge watch something on Netflix.
That's what we did on our last car trip. We put on... It was Mark and Kelly or whatever, wasn't it? The intros, and we did like four or five back to back to back because once again, you can listen to it. It's, you know.
Yeah. And there's a couple
you know
shows
what they look like. You can imagine it. It's
that fine. I like to watch. I tend to, if they're soap operas, because there's two that I like, I tend to fast forward through them just to kind of know what's going on. But anyway, so I am TV more than music. And how about you?
I am definitely music more than TV. I, honest to goodness, I could care less about TV. TV is good for college football, the Money Channel, and that's about it. Maybe the weather. I don't care about that.
And what do you like to listen? I know the answer, but what do you like to listen to and how do you like to listen to it?
Well, most of the times I will listen to talk radio, but if I'm listening to just music, it's going to be like 90s music on the Alexa as I'm cooking and cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
So as I'm walking around in my USF Bulls, what is it, apron. Mm-hmm. I got my apron on and I'm doing the laundry. And
he
cooking.
Likes to wear the apron.
I do love to wear the apron.
That.
Why am I going to ruin a shirt?
Yeah.
You're not going to ruin a shirt.
Yeah.
I'm gonna wear
and you
the
bring
apron.
The speaker.
Yep.
The portable speaker with you. And especially like when Bella and I go out.
Yeah.
And we come home, like, you've got the music on.
Oh, I'll
on
have the music blaring and all that. Because that's just, it's, especially with the 90s music. Now, I don't know about you, but, like, a lot of the 90s songs, because of our age, I will have memories or, like, I almost say vision. Like, I can sit there and listen to a 90s song, close my eyes, and see a specific thing that happened in my past or childhood that song brings me to. It's kind of cool.
Gotcha. Yeah. Well, and I think, one of the things that I like is that Bella... She enjoys music. Like, even as a kid years ago, she would just go in and turn on a radio and, like, listen to music in her room and color make beaded bracelets, but just sit in her room and have her music on. And I just always thought that was really cute that she did radio.
Here's something that we could ask people, because we already know we have our own answer for ourselves, but TV in the kids' room, yes or no?
Okay, for us, it's a no.
For us, it's a no.
My big thing on that, well, I definitely have reasons. I could go over them, but I don't have to. But my reason back then was maybe, well, I still have that reason, but now with cell phones and the ability to be on them, whether it's TikTok, YouTube, looking stuff up, that kind of blows that theory that I had out the window.
Yeah, absolutely does.
They'll spend more time out with the family, or this way we know what she's watching. And not knowing back then how prevalent cell phones and their abilities were going to be, I wouldn't be opposed to her having a TV in her room. But again, there's only three of us, and we have one, two, three TVs?
Yeah, at least.
So we could all be in a different room watching something, which we don't normally
do. Yeah, and I don't like TV, so there you go. Now you're down to, you know, two people and three TVs.
But I do like that, even though we've said to her, now that you're older, just what, maybe 6 months ago?
Yeah.
Do you want a TV in your room? And she doesn't.
No.
But I like a TV.
I loved mine when I was a kid. I had video games on it, so I could play video games in my room.
Yeah. And maybe if there was multiple kids in our family, we'd be like, no, we want them to have TVs because we don't want them fighting over who's watching what. But again, that was before cell phones became so prevalent, and you can get everything you want in a phone, including watching TV.
And things you don't want.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else you want to say on music or TV?
I think we did a really good job. No,
you do like watching college football.
Oh, I love college football. Yeah. It is the sport of choice.
Yeah. Yeah. You do love that. But outside of that, I don't really think.
No, I could really do without it. The news is depressing. I don't want to watch it. The weather, I just need to know what's going on for the next day or two, because weather changes quick. The Money Channel is just the background for me. I'll watch it. I love the Money Channel, but put it on the background. I can do stuff while I'm watching it because it's just mm-hmm. my market moves and everything else is fine.
All right. So when we are watching something, comedy or drama?
Comedy.
Comedy for me too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Drama.
I don't think, when's the last time we've actually watched a drama? Because I know Bella does. Bella is big into the dramas and almost borderline, not horror, but like, what is that?
Like.
Thriller? Thriller. That's what it's called.
Yeah, or the, I don't know, like her favorite movie, The Nightmare Before Christmas. Yeah, Nightmare, like, I don't know what to call that genre or like what that is, but like.
Yeah.
Shows like that where it's
she liked what was it Wednesday she yes. She's what is she into now, this thing about North Carolina, Outer Banks?
Yes,
she's watching Outer Banks. Yeah. But like I said, not kids. Oh, and then the medical shows. Oh
yeah,
the medical.
Yeah.
And then was it the one with the fire department and the police,
the rookie?
And then there's
total
something
opposite
with fire.
Of me. I have yeah. Well, I say I have zero interest, but then I'll be walking by and she'll be like, why are you watching my show? Because I see these people and I'm like, oh, I'm a little engaged now. Yeah. Like, what's happening with this one now that I've seen this character multiple times in passing? And she always says, if you're not going to watch my show, then don't ask me questions. And every now and then, because I'm sure that's aggravating.
Well, how do you feel when I do it to you with your soap operas? We'll sit down together and
I'm not
watch.
Irritated, but I'm like, do you really care? Like, do you really want to know what's going on with Sonny Corinthos?
Hey, he's always in trouble. They never have a nice day. Did you ever hear, for all of you who watch soap operas, can't they just have an episode where they all have a nice day? And like, and every scene ends like this.
No, they do around the holidays.
Do they?
Yeah, they do. They'll all have like, oh, I've never Merry seen it. Christmas
Everyone's
or 4th of July.
And,
it'll be
yeah, going
nice
to jail
fireworks.
And there's a lawyer involved.
Yeah.
Somebody
well,
got shot.
They got to keep it attractive for their viewers. All right. So that was comedy or drama. All right. We only have a couple more. So I know we're past 30 minutes.
That's
but
okay. Let's
why
knock
not?
It out.
Bath or shower?
Mostly shower just because I'm in there to get clean.
Shower for me.
Yeah. I mean, like to sit in a bath is nice, but who's got the time?
Yeah. I don't. Occasionally I'll take. A bath,
or if I don't feel good after I took a shower, then I'll sit in a bath because it's kind of like if you know the hot tub's not ready or whatnot, and okay. then you can just you're clean, but you're still sitting in hot water.
Yeah, every now and then I like to sit in the bathtub and read, but a month or two,
maybe.
Yeah. It's the water starts to get cold, and then I don't know. It's
kind of gross.
I don't really think it's gross if. I don't think it's gross, but I will say like that I have to reheat the water and I don't know, just prefer to take a shower.
Just get
shut
in,
shut the door
get
and
out.
Take a shower.
Wash the five key areas, get out.
Okay. Last question that I have is sweet food or salty food?
I think it's depends, but you go first.
Mine is definitely sweet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, for the amount of pretzels and stuff that you eat?
For pretzels, yes, but I eat pretzels and cheese.
And pretzels and cheese. Lay's chips, my Ritz chips that I buy for me.
What I eat?
Yes.
I don't eat Lay's chips.
Not Lay's, Ruffles.
Yeah, and those are for me.
Yeah, no, but what I'm saying is those are salty snacks.
Yeah, but I haven't had Ruffles in...
Because they're not in there. They were in there.
Yeah, but I'm not like, hey, let's get some Ruffles.
Yeah.
So I do like salty stuff, but definitely sweet food. I shouldn't say I have to. Every day I have something sweet, typically.
I mean, and you're married to me, which is the sweetest of all.
Yeah. Or are you salty?
I'm fishing over here.
Are you salty?
Sometimes I'm very salty. Yeah.
That's where I get my salt from.
Yeah.
And then you get your sweet from me because
that's
I am
right.
sweet.
That's right. I don't even need any other sweets because I have as much as I can handle from you.
All right. So I'm sweet. What about you? What do you think you are?
Salty. The only times I want sweet is when it's chocolate syrup and or like chocolate milk or something like that. Yeah. One thing of chocolate at the end of the day. That's it.
Yeah. You like the occasional ice cream with
Yeah. And I like ice cream syrup. Novelties, not necessarily ice cream in a bowl. Mm-hmm.
You like Klondike
cone.
Bars?
Klondikes are good.
What other ice cream do you like that's not like a scoop?
What's that? What's the cone with the thing and the nuts on it?
And drumsticks.
Drumsticks. Mm, yeah, I like
those.
Those
are good. Even though with a drumstick, the drum on the stick, the drum of the ice cream,
yeah,
it's gotten smaller.
It has.
As a kid, I remember it being a mound.
Was it because your head was smaller?
No, I think like everything else, the price goes up and the amount goes down, kind of like ice cream.
Right.
And we've talked about this before, but you used to get the half gallon of
now
brands, and now it's less than a half gallon and the price has gone up. I think they do the same thing with the drumsticks.
Yep, I'd say so too.
Yeah, I should look that up.
One that I don't care for is what the Fat Boys, I think they're called. It's like an ice cream sandwich, but it's obscenely too wide.
Never had one.
Ugh, they're just not. They're just.
What other ice cream novelties? Now you got me wondering.
Ice cream sandwiches, the shitty brand ice cream sandwiches.
Yes.
You give me the crappiest Walmart, like it wouldn't. If you put it outside, it wouldn't melt.
Haven't bought those in quite.
I know.
Some
I've been
time.
Trying to behave myself. This is. I'm trying to keep this temple up here. Yeah. Just trying to keep myself in shape that's not round. So, yeah, but you could put a Walmart ice cream sandwich outside and it won't melt. Those are my favorite. It's probably terrible for you and it's going to cause nothing but diseases. But you know what? I'm only here for a little bit. Might as well have something delicious.
All right. Well, do you have anything else?
No, I think you did a great job. I said, I think that was part two of the two-part series. This or that. You want to do the voice?
No, not at all. This or that. That's the voice you're going to get from me. I do think in an upcoming episode, we should do one.
Coming soon to an episode near you.
We should do one about like money, finances, and I don't mean like an in-depth thing, but just like common sense or practical. I'll call it knowledge.
We'll call it dollars and cents, S-E-N-S-E.
Oh, there you go.
Oh,
okay.
I just realized something. Have you been half off the camera the entire episode?
Maybe. I probably have, but, you know, you got a lot of space over there.
Look at me. I'm all the way over here. There's all this space.
Well, you are now.
Let's look right here.
What was this?
That was
this
where you could
puppet.
Put your head.
Oh.
You put your head right there.
Oh, I thought that was me chirping.
No. Okay. No, I wait till the camera's off.
No, but that would be good, though, or at least
I dollars and cents.
I think maybe we could help some people with, I don't know, like a budget.
Mm-hmm.
You know, money coming in versus money going out. And do you really have X amount of spending money just because you're...
I think it'd be a great idea because, I mean, I don't know, without going into obviously names and details, what is the average age of the people you hire at your job?
It depends. I would say if I took the younger generation and then I look at who are... older employees are, the average age I would say is probably in their 40s.
Okay, so they might have
but we have 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s.
Mine's 22. Young men and women come in and God bless them, they really want to make a difference and go work hard and they don't have a clue of like you want to have them balance a checkbook, not going to happen. You know, I mean, they don't know. The only thing they know is I make money. I have to go buy a jacked up pickup truck.
Yeah. All right. So, well, we'll talk about that another time.
Coming soon. Dollars and cents.
Okay. Anything else for today?
No. You did a great job.
All right.
All right. Let's see here. We're going to do the outro. Are you ready? And that concludes another episode of the Very Terrible Podcast with me, Jason.
And I'm Lori.
We'll see you next time.
And it's still recording.
And it's still recording on YouTube.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. So see everybody, my speckled face.
Well, they don't though, because it's on camera.
No,
pull your
the
head
YouTube
this way.
Part's on camera.
No, it is not. But pull your head this way and then look.
Okay. See. Gotcha. My sunspots, or my brown spots. It looks gross up close, but it'll be better.
It's gonna be it's more than half gone already.
I don't know about that, but okay.
It's hard being beautiful.
Oh, I know, especially the older I get. Not that I think I'm beautiful, but you got to do maintenance.
Yeah. Well, it's just like anything else.
Yeah.
Change oil in your car, go do exercise. Same thing.
It's all those years I was in the sun as a kid with. I don't think I ever had sunscreen on. I was just telling someone that yesterday.
Really?
No recollection of, and we boated and stuff, so I can only imagine what's under here that needs to come up.
Oh, my.
So, anyway.
All right. Thank you for hanging out with us.
Bye.
We'll see you next time.